The nation's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says states need to plan for an uptick in COVID-19 cases once stay-at-home orders are lifted. Here he is in Senate testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control, which in fact, paradoxically, will set you back, not only leading to some suffering and death that could be avoided, but could even set you back on the road to trying to get economic recovery.
His view is shared by Boston's top infectious disease doctors, who outline their concerns in a Boston Globe opinion piece called Don't Reopen Massachusetts Too Quickly. Dr. Helen Boucher, a co-author of the piece, is chief of the Division of Geographic Medicine and Infectious Diseases at Tufts Medical Center, and joins us now this morning. Dr. Boucher, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
So you and eight other infectious disease doctors are sounding the alarm about the state reopening too quickly. Define reopening too quickly for us, if you would.
Sure. Well, Bob, you know, we are very concerned that, as hard as it is, that we all hang in there a little bit longer and stick with the governor's plan, which is very well outlined, to do this in a slow fashion, driven by the data that will tell us that it's safe to reopen.
Governor has laid out four general phases to begin reopening the state, with more details slated to be announced next week. Without his specifics, you are still generally on board with his approach?
Absolutely. I think his approach is very, very wise, and it focuses on what we call the three T's: testing, treatment, and tracking. And we need to have all of those things in place. We need to be able to take care of the folks who need us, have enough equipment to do so, be able to focus on really those vulnerable groups like nursing home patients, older patients. We need to not be in a situation where our hospitals are running at, you know, overdrive, so that we can manage that well. We need to have adequate testing, and we need to have the ability to keep an eye on what's going on so that we can reinstate restrictive measures if and when we need to.
Do you think testing and treatment in Massachusetts is adequate right now, or will be adequate enough in the near future to go through these reopening phases?
Well, we're very gratified with the improvement that we've seen in testing. We are now leading the nation in testing per capita. That said, you know, it's still not quite where we need to be. So we're looking at these metrics, these measures every day. We want to see a two-week trend of the positive test rate at or below 10%. That's one of the measures that the governor is following, and we're very supportive of this approach, using the data to drive our decisions.
You warn that any plan to reopen must include a plan to shut down again if there's another wave of coronavirus infections. You mean shut down quickly?
Yes, sir. And I think we've learned really well from the first kind of go-round here that preparation was vital and paid off. I think our preparation that was led by the governor and many other leaders helped us to be ready for the surge when it came, and to take the best care of patients that we could and save as many lives as we can. So we're learning every day from that, and we have to be ready to execute it at a moment's notice. And I think all of us across the state are working very hard to have those plans in place should we need them, and I hope we don't.
You know that shutting down quickly, if there is another coronavirus outbreak or a rebound, which many people do worry greatly about, might be a very difficult thing to do politically.
Absolutely. And again, that comes back to why sticking with the plan and hanging in there a little longer with this challenge to do the physical distancing and all the measures that are in place is so important, because we really believe that if we can stick with it and, you know, hang in there until it's safe, that we'll have a much lower chance of having to take those steps backward that we don't want to have to take.
All right. Since you used the word backward, let me ask this question. Some states have already begun reopening. What are you seeing that's worrying?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to emphasize that the decision needs to be made on a state and a more local level, because this epidemic is behaving differently in different places. But there are situations where we've seen that people haven't really followed the guidance, and where the physical distancing measures don't appear to have been adhered to, like restaurants being overcrowded, for example, things like that that we really believe are dangerous. So it's just going to be very important that every step of the plan is taken seriously and followed to the best of our ability.
Last question. In the piece you helped write, you also stressed that everyone needs to stay vigilant. You address lost jobs, paying rent, and the hardships of isolation on people. What's the message you want to give people right now who are going a bit stir-crazy at home?
Yeah, believe me, I'm with you, and I feel it. I think that we need to think creatively about how to keep our social connections. That's why I use the word physical distancing instead of social distancing. We need to be creative about meeting outside, more than 6 feet apart, wearing a face covering so we can see each other and speak, even if it may be at a loud voice. We need to use FaceTime and all the other technology available to us to keep socially connected, to keep an eye on our older friends and relatives and all those things that are so important to help us not feel isolated and not succumb to the frustration and give up the goat here. We need to hang in a little bit longer.
As hard as it might be patient.
Absolutely.
Dr. Helen Boucher, Chief of the Division of Geographic Medicine and Infectious Diseases at Tufts Medical Center, thanks very much for joining us on WBUR's Morning Edition today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.